Blog Talk Radio.
Grateful to be here another day. You know, yes. As I get wiser and as I get older, I definitely get wiser in time and understanding what God is doing and what God has done in my life. And a lot of us, we don't take the time to just look back over our life and see where God has brought us from, you know, to deliver us, to bring us out of that place. So this topic is very, very I want to say essential to my life or helpful. It's just, it's important. I can't find the word to say right now, but you are, I'm just so happy to be delivered. And today we're talking about?
When you know you've been delivered.
When you know, like no doubt.
That's right. When you know, not if you're going to be delivered, when you know you've been delivered. Amen. What a great topic for tonight.
Amen. Definitely knowing when you're delivered, that things that happen when you are delivered, it's just like giving birth. When a woman is pregnant, she knows when she is delivered,
yeah.
Because what comes from the delivery, that is a child that's being born. You know, you don't walk around saying, I'm delivered. They're looking at you saying, okay, well, where is the baby? Because that's evidence when you are delivered.
Amen. You better preach, preacher.
I will preach that word. It's nothing like knowing when you have been delivered.
Yes.
Amen. We have a date of birth that says we were delivered on this day. This is the day that your mother delivered you, birthed you into this world. And I just thank God again for, you know, knowing you've been delivered, because a lot of people have not been delivered and still in bondage and still in prison and within their own selves and their own way of thinking and their own way of living. What is her name? She had a song that said, what is her name? I can't think of her name, but she had a song called Deliver Me. Deliver me from myself, and she's asking God to deliver. This is my exodus. I can't think of her name. She was on what's the gospel competition music they had.
Well, you got me beat right here. I wish I can remember her name as well. Maybe it'll come to us a little bit later.
Yeah, I can't remember her name right now. Leandria Jones, I think that's the last name. You all know her. She has a song that says Deliver Me. But she's saying, thank God, deliver me from myself. You know, she was dealing with addiction. She was dealing with a lot of, some of us have addictions or had addictions that we've been delivered from, whether it's alcohol, sex, money, whatever it is, gambling, you know, and knowing that you're delivered because you don't do it anymore.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Let's talk about it.
That's right.
Just be delivered.
To the word. Ready to get into this word tonight. You know, I'm so excited about it because I have a few things that I have on my heart to tell everybody when I've been delivered.
Yes, amen. Glory to God. We just thank God again for this opportunity to be able to bring this topic to you tonight and being delivered. Some of us being delivered from being lonely. And that's evidence when you are delivered, when you are set free, and when you've allowed God to deliver you. And that's when God does it, it is permanent, it is complete. But a lot of times people are wondering, you know, am I delivered because I'm still dealing with that? But you've decided to go back and pick that thing up that you've been delivered from, that you've been set free from. So for us to stay delivered, we have to stay in that place that got us to that point of being delivered. You can't just get there and then go back where you came from once you're delivered. You got to stay there. You got to stay in the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is true. You know, if the Bible, if God says it, it shall be done. But a lot of times we will allow ourselves to backside or go back to those things that we prayed about and finally got delivered from. Some of us are dealing with depression and just praying to be delivered from mental health. You know, that's a struggle. And a lot of us are dependent on the medication, dependent on the doctor, the psychiatrist, but not dependent on God to do it, because that's a temporary fix with medication. That's a temporary fix. But when God does it and when you're delivered, you will know, because you will no longer have those feelings. You will no longer have those desires once you are delivered from it, once you're delivered from being sick, you know, sickness in your body. Some of us have suffered with a thing for so long, and we got to a point where we just gave up on being delivered from it. We just learned how to live with a disability or to live with the addiction, even though it was eating away at our life. And, you know, we are asking God to do it, but we wasn't believing that we could be delivered from that thing because we had allowed it to take over our life. Some of us are just consumed our whole life, and our daily activity was consumed by these addictions, consumed with fear and anxiety, consumed with, you know, feeling lonely, and decided to stay in that lonely place, decided to stay in that darkness. But when you were delivered, you know, the show says, when you know you've been delivered, that's another thing. When you know you've been delivered, you can talk about it. There's a testimony, you know, that you have to other people that will help them, that will save their lives. Because when you're delivered from addiction, you can help another person to be delivered from their addiction, because you can tell them what you went through and, you know, how you was in that thing. And, yeah, I was there for 20 years. And I've met people that are clean and sober, been sober for 20 years, and they are delivered from that addiction of crack. We actually had a pastor on the show that said for years he was on that. He was on cocaine, and each drug just got greater. He went to another level in drugs, and then another level in drugs. And he even left his family and left everything. Everything was about that drug. His mind was stayed on that drug, so he seeked that drug day in and day out. So with God, we have to do the same thing. We got to seek God day in and day out to stay in the Word of God, to stay there, to stay delivered. Because when we seek that drug, that addiction, you know, we seek it day in and day out to stay there, to stay high, to keep that high. And whatever we had to do to stay high, you know, we did what we had to do. That's the same thing with being delivered. And on you delivered, we got to keep seeking God, keep seeking day in and day out, so we can keep that relationship with God, so we can stay delivered. Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So it's very important, you all, when you know you are delivered, and if you're not delivered too, go to God and say, you know, because God knows all, in all. He's God of all, in all. So he knows everything about you. There's nothing that you cannot hide from God. You can't lie to God, and God say, did you? And you say, no, I didn't. And God is, you know, some people would do that. We and just to bring it up, talking about Sarah, if we go to Genesis 18, you know, she was dealing with, she was barren. She couldn't have any children, and she didn't believe that, though she asked for it, but she didn't believe that she could ever have a child. God made a promise that he was going to give her and her husband, Abraham, who was also old in age, a child, but she did not believe that. And if we look in Genesis 18, you are Genesis 18, Genesis chapter 18, verse 10, Genesis 18, I'll give you all a chance
Amen.
To get there. Amen. And in the Bible, it says that, again, it's chapter 18, verse 10, through 15, I'll read to you all. It says, and he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, and after I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I surely bear a child since I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? It's the question. At that point, at the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. But Sarah denied it, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid.
Yeah.
And he said, no, but you did laugh. So she was laughing at the point of, there's no way that God can deliver me from bearing, to be able to bear a child, to have a child. I've been bearing all this time. I'm in my 90s, and my husband is well, you know, he's older than I am. So how is it that we're going to be able to, you know, have a child at this age? I just don't understand how this is going to happen. And she laughing. I said, why would she laugh? And she said, I didn't laugh. So there's nothing that we can hide from God and say we didn't say it when we did it. So when we look at this verse in verse 18, is anything too hard for the Lord? And we're talking about when you know you've been delivered. As we know with her, she was delivered from childbearing because she did bear a child, Isaac. So she did have her child. And we'll go to that scripture so you know where, you know, that she was delivered. There was evidence that she was delivered from not being able to bear a child. But when we look at the scripture, is anything too hard for the Lord? Is a question to deliverance, as we're talking about when you know you've been delivered. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. So the obvious answer is, of course, it's not. So this question reveals much about God. Make it a habit to insert your specific needs into the question. Is this day in my life too hard for the Lord? Is this habit I'm trying to break too hard for him? Is the communication problem I'm having too hard for him? Asking the question this way reminds you that God is personally involved in your life and nudges you to ask for his power to help you be delivered from that thing so that you can have evidence that it's God that delivered you. When we look at Sarah in Genesis 21, we go to Genesis 21, where you see that she's been delivered. Now she has had the child. So verse 21, 1 through 3 says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken, for Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son. So I'm sorry, hold on, y'all. And Abraham called the name of his son, who was born to him, who Sarah born to him, Isaac. So it's evidence right now. Yeah. When you know you've been delivered, there's evidence, there is testimony that God did it, that you are delivered set free. Amen?
Amen. That's right. That's right. When you know you've been delivered, this is a great topic what you're talking about right now, because there is evidence. There's evidence that you cannot deny that you have been delivered from that situation, or you've been delivered from the hand of your enemy, or you've been delivered from whatever it is, that oppression or that depression, whatever it is that is in your life. And it's undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a couple things while you were saying that, you know, I was thinking about, you know, things that I have been delivered from. So instead of me telling them all, I'm just going to say what's the result of them, because I just said that it's evidence. Well, the evidence for me is I don't want to do those things no more. See, when God delivers you from something, he's not going to just pull you out of the situation. He's not going to just take that addiction away from you. He's going to take the taste out your mouth. Now, that was something that I had to ask God for, because I remember I told y'all earlier when we started this show here, that was way back in my youth, that I just had me bogged down, and I used to sneak around the corner and smoke cigarettes with my friends, and, you know, those things that I didn't want it in the first place, but I had to make my body accept that type of stuff that going inside of it. And I didn't want it because it was making me feel a certain type of way, and it was like I was always having to try to buy that. And it just got too much for me. It got too much for me when I said, God, well, you know what, this right here, addiction, this here is too much for me to try to handle it on my own. I should have never got into this smoking these cigarettes. But, God, I got to place this all on you. You got to take this from me. You got to take this taste out of my mouth. And, you know, he did just
yeah.
that. But I had to do something. I had to do something. Now, I had a habit. Every time I go into the grocery store, every time I walked into the convenience store, I would place my eyes on those packs of cigarettes. And every time I seen those packs of cigarettes, I just had to buy me a pack of cigarettes. So what I did was, now, a pack of cigarettes I had in my pocket, I took the initiative that I was living in the country. I made a fire. The same fire that I was breathing inside of my lungs, I made a fire on the ground, and I threw the pack of cigarettes in the fire. It's something I would have never had done. I didn't threw a pack of cigarettes in the fire. I threw the pack of cigarettes in the fire, and I watched that same thing that I was addicted to, the same thing that I was hooked on, I watched it burn. I sit there and I watch it burn.
Mm.
And do you know that the next day, I didn't want to go buy one. One of my friends had offered me one. He offered me a cigarette. You know, when I tried to smoke this thing, it choked me to death. The taste was out of my mouth overnight.
Jesus.
Overnight. I didn't want it anymore. I didn't want it anymore. So I knew right then at that point that I had been delivered from that addiction, that thing that I was putting inside of my body that was causing pollution, that was causing me to not be the person that I need to be. Well, God will do that for me. He'll do the same thing for you. And it's evident.
Yes,
it's evident. So now when I be around it, you know, it's something that's just, I can't stand the smell of it. And not only that, there's a couple things that change. There's a couple things that change. My attitude changed. My behavior changed. And I always stayed in that place to where, now I'm giving a testimony. I stayed in that place where I want to tell somebody that it wasn't me that delivered me. It was God that delivered me. And because that God that delivered me, he didn't just deliver me from that thing. He delivered me from a whole lot of other things that a lot of places I used to go where they were smoking cigarettes, a lot of people that I used to hang around with that were smoking and doing all of the kind of things that was not godly. He delivered me from these things too. And my attitude changed. Now, I thank God for that. When you have been delivered and you know you have been delivered, tell somebody about how God did it for you. Amen.
Yes. Amen, amen. If you're just going to tune into the Preaching the Pastor show, we're talking about when you know you've been delivered. And Pastor, I want to piggyback on what you were saying as far as, you know, addiction, you know, overcoming being delivered from that addiction. You know, the Bible says, and I'm going to take you all to 1 Corinthians here, 1 Corinthians 10. We're going to start at 1 Corinthians 10, verse 6 to 13. We'll go through to verse 13, you all. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6 to 13, is we're talking about addictions here, because some of us are dealing with addiction. Some figure, well, it's not that bad, I'm not on drugs, so it's okay, you know, because when we think of drugs, we think it's the worst, and we think of addiction being drugs. We always think about drug addiction, but there are several other types of addiction. There's sexual addiction. People are addicted to idols. People are addicted to money. People are addicted to sex. There's so many different types of addictions that are not good for us, so we can be delivered from all of that. And when you know you're delivered, like Pastor said, you don't do that anymore. Your attitude changed, your behavior changed. Places that you used to go, you don't go anymore because you've been delivered from that lifestyle, that way of living. You know, now you have a life that is fruitful. Then you were thinking, I'm multiplying, but what were you multiplying in? Were you reaping discord? You know, were you multiplying in discord? Were you multiplying what was going to affect you in the long run? Because a lot of us are seeing the results of things in our life or what we've done in our past that is killing us right now, that is causing us to, you know, to stay down and not to be able to get back up. And so we need to be delivered from that. But when you know you've been delivered, it's a whole nother thing. You know it because you don't. The main thing is you don't do it anymore. You don't do it anymore. But first of all, you thank God, but you don't do that thing anymore. You don't have the taste for that cigarette, that drug.
That's
you don't
have
that addiction for that, you know, to run here and there. Now you're okay with being with one woman and one man. You know, you're not, every time somebody have a dollar, you're not running after that money. You're not trying. You got some people have that addiction to money. They'll work 3 and 4 jobs. They do whatever it takes to get money. Even people say they will die trying to get the money. That's an addiction.
That's an addiction. That's
the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 6 through 13, now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust
after evil things as they also lusted.
Yeah.
Verse 7 says, and do not become idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain as some of them also complained. So some of us have need to be delivered from complaining. We're just complainers. Complain and we're destroyed by the destroyer. Verse 11 said, now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Verse 12 said, therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Verse 13 says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. There is evidence right there when you're delivered from that thing that would normally have taken you out, but God will deliver you from it. He will make a way for you, and you know that you've been delivered because you're out of that thing. So I could break down some of the scriptures, but I just want to give you all just a couple right here that stand out to me, if that's okay. When we look at verse 11, it says, now all these things happened to them as examples, as they were written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the ages have come. So when we look at it today, today's scripture make it easy to ignore or forget the lessons of the past. But Paul conjures us to remember the lessons the Israelites learned about God so we can avoid repeating these errors. And that the key to remembering is to study the Bible regularly so that these lessons remind us how God wants us to live. We need not repeat these their mistakes. Amen?
Amen. 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 Now look, there's one thing that we all, every single body in this world, we must be delivered from. And the Bible tells us we must be delivered from. Evil. The evilness of this world. Oh my God.
Yes.
The evilness. Now, we can talk about addiction. We can talk about all these different things, and the evilness of this world is inside of the people that we live with and that we are so close with. Now, when I read this, it really struck something inside of me. Now, I'm just going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you where I got it from. Now, this comes from Mark 13 and 13. So I'm going to let Mark 13 and 13, you know, speak for itself. Let scripture interpret scripture.
Yes, Lord.
And 13 says, and you will be hated by everyone because of my name. Now, before I even go any farther. When you are delivered, when God delivered you from something, now people can see that God has delivered you from that thing or whatever that is. Now, they will see that. Now, these are the same people, whoever they are, that are in the same situation that you're in, and they want to be delivered too. But see, you made a decision to let Jesus Christ inside. You made a decision to let Jesus Christ on the inside and work with you on the inside and change your heart and change your mind and change your attitude, change your behavior. Change the way you worship, change the way you feel everything. Just change everything about you on the inside, and this shows up on the outside. The minute Jesus changed you, you be walking in his love. You be walking in his love. Now, I don't have to tell anybody, and anybody don't have to tell me. It's just, it's something about when the light in you, when you walk into the room, people would know it, especially if they're living in darkness. And automatically, you would form haters. Now, you would form haters. Now, I didn't know this here until I actually read this. Now, I just read that part, and you will be hated by everyone because of my name. The scripture goes on to say here, but the one who endures to the end will be delivered. Now, it's up to you. It's up to you. Now, there's going to be people. They're going to be there. They're going to try to get you to turn. No, you need to come on back. No, God ain't deliver you from that because he ain't deliver me from that. He didn't deliver you from that, and he ain't deliver me from that. And we know that. Now, here in Luke 21, 16 through 19. This one says, you can expect
betrayal, even from your parents, your brothers, your relatives, and friends, and yes, and some. So right here, what it's saying is that you can expect. Now, who wants to know that? Who wants to know that the very people that you love so much? Now, this is over here in Luke. Now, this is not something I'm making up. This is over here in Luke 21, 16 and 19. This is saying that you can expect betrayal. You can expect for your parents, your brothers, your relatives and friends to betray you because of,
right, don't be surprised.
Because of Jesus Christ within you. Yes.
Jesus.
Now, that one was hard for me to swallow. That one was hard for me to swallow because by no means I want to think that anybody that I've been walking with for the last 10 years is going to betray me, is going to turn their back on me. The main one that I say that I love and the main one that say that they love me, you mean to tell me the minute I decide to walk with Jesus, the minute I decide, you know, to trust God, the minute I decide to give my life over to Christ, this going to be that same time where it says my parents and my brothers and my sisters and my relatives and friends are going to turn on me?
My Lord, my God.
My Lord, my God. Now, this is scripture that says that. This is scripture that says
that. It's true.
And it says that you will be hated by all because of my life and by standing firm with patience, endurance, you will find your soul delivered. Now, it's up to you who you're going to choose. Are you going to still live the way that you've been taught? You're still going to live by the philosophies of the world? You're going to still live by the rule and the rulers that have taught you a certain type of way, which end up being the wrong way that leads you down to the path of death and destruction? Or are you going to choose
Jesus,
Christ, the one who has already gave his life for you? He has given his life for you with his blood that was shed for you to be delivered. Now, it's for you to accept. It's not for anybody else to tell you, okay, now is the time. It's the time for you to make the decision.
That's true.
And he says that, and right here, it says standing firm with patience. Now, patience in this scripture, meaning being consistent and constant. That means being consistent and constant. That means, you know, not change. And it says the endurance. When you are consistent and you're constant, it means you're not going to change. No matter if the situation changes, the word of God does not change. The situation just changes. The word of God does
That's
not
true.
Change. We change. Now, God have already
That's
trusted
true.
Us to do a lot of things in this world. And we'll be doing these things, and here comes a situation that causes us to make a decision on, are we going to stop trusting God, or are we going to go do it how we want to do it? It's
My
your decision.
Lord.
It says that being it's patient and being consistent, hey, it's your decision. And it says your soul, meaning your mind, will be delivered. You will be delivered from the philosophy. You'll be delivered from the teaching. You'll be delivered from the addictions. You'll be delivered from your oppressor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord,
Jesus,
for deliverance.
Thank you,
we
Lord,
thank you for deliverance.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord. Yes. Amen, amen. If you just now tuning in to the preacher and the pastor show, we're talking about when you know you've been delivered. There is no doubt. There is evidence. There is change. You know, and it's so much, you know, to the listener on tonight, you know, we were talking about this, me and my husband. We were talking about being delivered and being set free and not being in that place anymore and being able to stay delivered. That's just like being in prison. How do you stay out of prison? There are things that you have to do to stay delivered. You know, to stay in that place. You know, people, they get delivered from prison. They get delivered, you know, or are free from prison, and they go back because whatever it took to get back in there. And that's the same thing. You know, we have to work that works, you know, two ways there. So stay delivered once you are delivered. But when you know you are delivered, there's no doubt, you know, when you were operating in pain, you know, and some people, have, like I said earlier, have given up on being healed, but you can be delivered from diabetes. You can be delivered from, you know, high blood pressure. You know, there's deliverance. You know, you just have to be willing to do what it takes in
believe
you. Because a lot
believe
of times
it.
People get
believe
impatient.
It that you already are.
People get impatient. Yes, people get impatient in receiving their deliverance. They get impatient, but we're quick to go in. But when we're ready to come out, you know, we're impatient about getting out, but we was quick to go in. You know what I mean? We're quick to do it, and we'll stay in that thing a long time. But when we're ready to come out, you know, and God said, no, wait a little while. I'm going to bring you out.
and you know it's not going to be comfortable, but you're coming out. But when you are delivered and when you trust God to do it, and I want to go back to the scripture in 1 Corinthians. I want to go to verse 13 again. It says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond that, beyond what you are able, but with the temptations will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." Here is deliverance. He's going to deliver you from that thing that is trying to take you out, take you under, to tempt you, to keep you in a place of bondage, to keep you in a place of darkness, to keep you in a place of hurt and pain and anguish, to keep you in a place where you feel like you can't prosper. So what is the scripture saying? When we're looking at this scripture here in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, so in a culture filled with moral depravity and sin-inducing pressures, Paul gave strong encouragement to the Corinthians about temptation. A lot of us are facing temptation, but how do we overcome the temptation? It's here in the Word. Yeah. So he said, one, wrong desires and temptations happen to everyone, so don't feel that you've been singled out. Two, others have resisted temptation, and so can you. So we can all resist it. And three, any temptation can be resisted because God will help you resist it. God helps you resist temptation by helping us in all our situations, whatever it may be. So when we recognize those people and situations that give us trouble, we run from anything that we know is wrong. We choose to do only what is right. We pray for God's help and seek friends who love God and can offer help when we are tempted. A lot of times we can't do it by ourselves. We're just not strong enough, but we need someone to come into agreement with us to help us. So running from a tempting situation is your first step on the way to victory, on the way of being delivered, on the way to be set free. I've been there. I know that people will, if you allow them, they will cause you to be in a place, and you ain't got to physically be in the place, but mentally be there, and you will be entrapped in that thing. And I say a lot of people deal with depression, and that's why people, they will kill themselves because they deal with that thing behind closed doors. Get someone that can pray with you, that can help bring you out on a daily basis, praying about your addiction, praying whatever that is that's keeping you from being delivered. It's not that I've been pregnant, so I know what it's like to be pregnant. It's not like a woman going overdue. It's 42 weeks, and you got this thing, and now it becomes a lot more painful when it gets to the point where this baby needs to come out. And there's evidence when you deliver that baby. There's evidence that you've given birth. There's a child. You know, the stomach goes out, but it's physical evidence that you've given birth. So it's nothing like going into 42 and 43 weeks, and now they have to go in and take, you know, the baby out. So it's nothing like not being able to deliver that thing. It's painful, but there is help, and God is our help. God is our strength. A lot of people are operating in fear and being delivered from fear. There are things that we are fearful of. You know, some people are fearful of rejection. You know, they're afraid of being rejected. So a lot of times they won't even ask, or they won't even go because they feel like they're going to be rejected. A lot of times we are missing out on so much because we're afraid. We're in fear of being shut down, pushed away, you know, and God can deliver us from that too, the spirit of rejection. You know, a lot of people are dealing with that, whether they tell you or not. A lot of people are dealing with insecurities that need to be delivered from being insecure. A lot of people need to be delivered from so many things. There's so much out there that we are dealing with in this world, within ourselves, in the privacy of our own home and our own mind and thoughts. But when God delivered you, you'll see that you're not operating. You're operating in peace. You're operating there, your behavior, attitude. Now you have a positive attitude. You know, you used to be the one that was always negative. You always had something negative to say, quick to anger, quick to fight, quick to cuss somebody out. But now you say, oh, the old me. Yeah. You know, you're quick to say, I've been delivered from that. Because if you would have talked to me on last week or last year, but I thank God for deliverance, because I would have gave you a good year, you know. We know that, you know, if it was me last year, you know, you would tell people, yeah, I know, and they'll look and say, man, I know the old you, you would have been told ahead off that person, or you would have been walked off the job, but now you got peace, now you can walk through the fire, now people can say stuff and it don't even bother you. Yeah. And, you know, my mom used to be like that. She would be quick to, it didn't matter, she would fight anybody. It could be in the church, on the ground, it didn't matter. But once she became delivered, that would get to her before, you know, it doesn't take her out anymore. Those things will take you out of here if you're not careful. So when you know you've been delivered, there is change, there is change, there is change, there is change. And I want to talk to you all about, you know, deliverance. You know, when we think about it, it's in the Bible. So many people were delivered. When we look at the story of the lame man, and I'm going to go ahead and give it over to you, Pastor, and I'll come back to it. I don't want to overtalk. I want you to get an opportunity to say what you need to say as well. If you just yet tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about when you know you've been delivered. You all, please tune in. Please join us for Bible study on Wednesdays. Last night was great. The lesson was so great. I have to say it was great. What about you, Pastor?
Man.
Oh, it was great. You talked about who do they say I am. It was a great lesson. We had our grandmother Helen on the line last night, my mother and others. It was, you know, it was a, you know, people came on and we just had a really good time. Bible study is not long, you all. We just want to be able to give you that word that you feed on it. It's from 7 to 7:30 because we have to prepare for the talk show here. And so we would like for you all to tune in with us. We want to be a blessing to you and your household. That's Wednesday nights at 7 PM. You will call into the conference line at 978-990-5417. Again, that number is 978-990-5417. Access code is 434-1580 pound, 434-1580 pound. Again, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about when you know you've been delivered. If you want to if you actually have something you want to say that you want to chime in on this topic on tonight, please press 1. We would love to hear your story when you know you've been delivered. You may help someone on tonight. I do see somebody press 1. They pressed 1 as soon as they got in. I don't know if you wanted to say something or you accidentally pressed 1. We'll bring you in. If you want to say something, go ahead. If not, I'll just mute you back out. Caller ending in 1264, you're on the Preaching the Pastor Show.
Well, I'm enjoying the word tonight. Yes, I'm enjoying the word. My name is Brother Coleman. I'm a first-time caller. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
All right.
And
Brother
I thank
Coleman.
God for the word tonight. Y'all is preaching the unadulterated gospel. And I thank God for deliverance because it's deliverance in so many areas. And one thing I found out about God is he's constantly delivering us. You see, because the Bible speaks of deliverance in three ways. You see, when we get first get saved, and but through our whole process, God is bringing deliverance in our life because he can show us new things each day. And last but not least, the final deliverance will be when God bring us home.
So
the constant work that God is doing in our life. And I just thank God for the word. And when y'all get a chance tonight, I just want prayer tonight for me, and I want prayer for my goddaughter, Shamika Alexander. She has done a lot of things for me, but I just believe God to deliver her, and I just want prayer tonight. I have a way for the Lord to lead y'all when y'all get a chance. God bless you, and I love the teaching. God bless you.
Amen. Give us your name again. We definitely want to pray for you. And Shanika Alexander?
Yes.
And what's your name again? Your last
name
you said Coleman, correct?
Yes, Andrew Coleman.
Andrew Coleman. Okay. Right. We'll definitely be lifting you up in prayer here tonight. Stay on the line for us. We'll be covering you in prayer.
Okay.
We have a partner show that
All right.
do pray, and we want to definitely lift
All
you
right.
up and pray as the Holy Spirit move. We'll definitely give you the word. All right. Well, thank you so much for your input on tonight. We definitely appreciate you tuning in tonight to the show and tell others about the Preaching and the Pastor Show. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, we thank God for allowing the Holy Spirit to move and to move in a mighty way. The Holy Spirit, we thank you that you have already be our words and be every single thought that's in our hearts. Because now
thank
here we
you.
Are up here, we are testifying about something that God has delivered us from. God has delivered us
hallelujah.
From. Now that brings me to a point here I want to make here. Who needs to be delivered? Now, who needs to be delivered? Because
Jesus,
if we can take an honest look in the mirror, can you really take an honest look in the mirror and say, you know what? Now, I know that ain't right, or I know that I'm not right, or I know that who that is that I'm living with ain't right. Can you really take an honest look
Jesus.
In the mirror and say that? Because if
Jesus.
You can do that, then you will realize that you fall in that category of needing to be delivered from that situation.
Jesus.
Or to be delivered from
Come
that
on
thing.
Now. Yes.
Look, because that's one thing that definitely would keep us in a place of being down and bound, and that's pride. A pride
My
a person,
Lord, deliver from
that's
pride.
A person
yes.
that's yeah, delivered. See, you have to be delivered from being proud, of being pride, or not knowing or not want to recognize that Jesus Christ, I can't do anything without you. Well, the only thing that I can do without you is keep on messing up and keep on messing up. And leading me into that place where I don't want to be. And at the end, it was going to be death.
And that ain't the place that I want to be.
Jesus.
Now, will anybody take that look in the mirror, take that honest look in the mirror? Because one day you'll be, you're going to be in that place where you're going to have to take that honest look. Now, don't let it be too late. Don't let it be too late.
Don't let it be too late.
Now, this right here place right here, what we're talking about, taking an honest look at yourself, not trying to place all your blame or this right here happened because my brother did this. This happened because my daddy wasn't there. This happened because my mama did this and my mama wasn't there. Yeah, we know times is hard. Everybody have to go through trials and tribulations in this world. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Every single body has to be responsible, have that spirit of responsibility. Now, that situation might not look good at that time, but it was God that was keeping you the whole time. Now, you need to be delivered.
Yes, sir.
You definitely need to be delivered.
Jesus,
and when you know that you are delivered, see, there's a different speech that you have. There's a different walk that you have. See, I'm talking about joy. I'm talking about joy. Joy that does not come from the world. I'm talking about joy that comes from the Lord.
Yes.
And that's where you get your strength at. Now, if anybody that's dealing with depression right now, you need to ask yourself this question right now. Have you given it all over to God? Have you given all to God? The Bible says, cast all your cares on me because I am the one that cares for you. So when you know that, so if you're dealing with something that's on the inside, now depression, that's something that's internal. That's something that's internal, and it comes on the outside, and everybody can see it come on the outside.
That's true.
You look at yourself and see it, that is, hey, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm at. I'm going to be honest about it, God. I can't do this, but I know that you can do this, and I know that you have already done it. And I'm going to give you thanks, Lord, because you have already done it. And because I know you had already done it 2,000 and some years ago on Calvary's Hill, then I'm going to receive what you had already had for me. That's that grace that you have already made available for me to receive that. Now, I'm not going to stay here in this depression. Depression, you leave right now in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible tells me that I have authority over you, whoever you are or whatever you are, what spirit it is of that to call this stuff to try to embed itself in my mind. But see, you don't capture, but see, when you be in that place where you have these thoughts, and these thoughts just be lurking around in your mind all day long. See, you don't capture thoughts with thoughts. You capture thoughts with the Word of God. Because
the
word of God has been made available for you.
Yeah.
And that's how you be delivered from that thing. You be delivered from that depression. You cast it all on God and you use God. I'm talking about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And you have the Word.
Yes, sir.
He's talking about that sword. That sword, that's what it is. That's the Word. That's your only defense is the Word.
Yes, Lord.
When God delivered from you, when he gives you that Word, you use that Word. God said you resist the devil. He said, you resist the devil.
Jesus.
We can ask God to do
Jesus.
It. God said, I done already did it for you. I done already sent my son for you. So use my son.
My Lord.
Use the authority that have already been placed inside of you. Use my authority because you are my child. See, that's a promise that he had gave to our father Abraham, that you'll be able to do these things through Christ Jesus. Be delivered.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah.
You just can't tune in to the preaching and pastor show. We're talking about when you know you've been delivered. Pastor was preaching over there. He was preaching. I know you're standing up on your feet. Just we thank God.
You know me,
it's nothing like being delivered. Being delivered and
that's
set free.
That's a different
walk.
That's a different talk.
Yes, it's nothing like being delivered, and people will see, whether they will say it, because some people don't want to see you delivered and set free. Some people, and they're not ready for you to be delivered and set free because they're not delivered and set free, and God forbid that you be delivered and set free before me. God forbid that you be filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized with the fire of the Holy Ghost before me. God forbid that you prosper before me. God forbid that you are healthy and strong, and I'm sick and now. God forbid that you're no longer depressed because I put you there. God forbid. But baby, let me tell you something. When you know you've been delivered, hallelujah, like you said, your walk will change, your attitude, your behavior. You begin to pray for others. You begin to help others. You begin to testify, and others will be saved by your testimony. When you are delivered, you can't hold it in. Hallelujah. You can't hold it in because the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you are delivered and set free, I can't hold myself, hallelujah, because I've been delivered. There was a time when death was just at the door, and all I had to do was open the door, and death would have took me out, but I thank God that I was delivered right there in that moment when it seemed like you're about to go under. You're about to take your last
set you out when a dead situation was dead, just like Lazarus. He had been dead for 4 days. Not only was he dead, but he had been dead. He started to speak. But when Jesus said, come out, Lazarus, he came out, so he was delivered from death.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about when you know you've been delivered. You know you laid down and died. The doctor said you had been dead for 30 minutes, but God delivered you from the snare of the fowler. But God did it. When your enemies came against you, just like the woman in the Bible, when they brought and said that she had been committing adultery, and then he said to Jesus, what shall we do? The Lord says that Moses Lord said we should stone her to death. What do you want us to do with her? He said, those who have not sinned, cast the first stone.
Uh-huh.
And he went back down to writing in the dirt, cast the first stone.
Yeah.
And when he looked back up, she was standing there. He said, where are your accusers? She said, they all left. He told her to go and don't
That's
sin
right.
no more. She was delivered
she
from
was
the
delivered.
Hands of
Amen.
Her enemies.
Hallelujah.
She was delivered. When you know you've been delivered, and they see that same woman walking around, we thought that you would be dead by now. We thought that they had stoned you to death. But when God delivers you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Delivered.
And I want to take you all over. What'd you say? Hallelujah. We're excited. It's some things that, you know, we go through, we've been through, we know it's nothing but God that brought us out of it. Because when we trust God to do it, we can stay out. When we continue to seek God, you know, in our deliverance, we can stay there. We don't have to go back. We don't have to go back from what we've been delivered from. A lot of us have been delivered from that addiction. We've been delivered from that relationship, that marriage, that drug, that alcohol, you know, the cussing and the fussing. We've been delivered from that way, that being quick to anger. We've been delivered.
My
so don't
Lord,
go back to it. Don't go looking for it. Because some people will go back looking for that thing that they've been delivered from. Do you know how hard it is to get back? My Lord.
Yeah.
Then we're going to go to the scripture in the Bible here. I always like to go to scripture. We're talking about the lame man in the Bible. In John, I'm actually in John chapter 5, verse 1. And I'm sure you all know this. And I want to pray for Andrew Coleman and Shanika Alexander. Anyone that's on the line that need prayer, we want to lift you up in prayer. For the Bible says that there are two of them are gathered in his name, touching and agreeing, and whatever we ask in Jesus' name, that he will do it. We trust in God to answer prayers on tonight. And we believe, God, that he's already answered our prayers even before we pray, because we are believers. The Bible says in John 5, chapter 1, I'm sorry, John chapter 1, chapter 5, verse 1, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda. So having five porches, in these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well? So Jesus asked him, do you want to be delivered from this? I know you've been, you know, in this situation, you know, 38 years. I know you've been a lame man all this time. And then the sick man, verse 7 says, the sick man answered him and said, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. And Jesus said to him in verse 8, rise up, rise, take up your bed and walk. And verse 9 says, and immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him, who was cured, it is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed. He answered him, he who made me well said to me, take up your bed and walk. So there is evidence that he's been delivered from that thing that he was bound down with, this condition for a long time. But here is the evidence that he's been delivered, because now he's walking with his bed. And people are asking him, wait a minute. First of all, it's a Sabbath. And why? And it's unlawful for you to be carrying your bed. And he asked them, he who made me well said to me, take up your bed and walk. Then they asked him, who is the man who said to you, take up your bed and walk? But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn and a multitude being in place. And afterward, Jesus found them in the temple and said to him, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. So when we've been delivered, stay delivered, stay delivered. God is able. Jesus is the answer. He is the answer. He's the way. He's the truth. And he's the life. Amen. right, man. We're going to go ahead and pray for Brother Andrew Coleman at this time. And Shanika Alexander, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we lift up your son right
Father,
now in the mighty
you,
name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, you know all about him. Father God, you know his name, his situation. Lord God, we pray his strength on tonight, Father God.
Oh, yes,
Lord,
Father,
that you increase him in strength and knowledge, Lord God, and peace in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask you to prosper in every
of
part of his
Christ.
Life, Father God, even as his soul prosper in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let him know
yes,
the
Father.
Way of peace, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, that peace is his portion on today in the name of
yes,
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you send help from the north, the south, the east, and the west to help him, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we lift up Shanika Alexander, oh God. Lord, we pray for complete and whole deliverance on her life, Father God. Lord, you know where she at, what she needs, Father God. Only you can do it, Father God. So we're trusting and believing together on tonight, on this day, Father God, in this very hour, oh God, for a complete deliverance and freedom from every attack of Satan and his agents, every trickery of the devil right now, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against it right now. Every plot, plan, and agenda, every pit that the enemy has dug for to fall in, Father God, every net that's been laid out for her to be entangled in, we come against it right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, that she will find her way to you, Lord. Lord, we pray for divine positioning for her life and the life of your son, Andrew Coleman, on today, Lord God. Lord, that you will position her to receive every blessing, every protection, Lord God, that you will provide in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over them right now. Father God, for the blood that heals, delivers, sets us free, and protects us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, you know all about it, oh God. Oh, Lord, that he tell you all about it, oh God, that you will answer everything that he's asking, oh God, according to your will and plan, oh God. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Walk his house on today, Father
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Oh, Lord, cleaning out all darkness, oh God, and bringing your life, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we
in
just want to say, my Lord, we thank you, oh God.
Thank
and all
you,
that
Lord.
Is listening on tonight, Father God. Lord, we pray for their household, oh God, that you will bless their household, oh God. Lord, Father God,
oh,
that
yes,
you will
Lord.
Teach them, oh God. Let them get a word from you, Father God. Oh, Father God, a word that will heal them, oh God. A word that will deliver them,
yes,
Father God.
Yes.
Father God, for you know all, for you're in all. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this moment
thank
in time,
Lord.
Father God. Lord, those that are needing healing, Lord God, let them be healed. Those that are needing to be delivered, Lord God, let them be delivered. Those that need to be set free, Father God, let them be set free, Lord God. Those that are, Father God, that are just seeking a word from you, Father God, let them receive a word on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God, that we can walk through anything in this life, Lord God. But we understand it's going to be trials and tribulations, Father God, but with you, Father God, we can have peace in everything in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we pray for the brothers and family and our children on tonight, Father God, and every listener on this show, Father God, that you will help us all. There's not a day that goes by that we don't need your help, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, oh God. Lord, we need more grace, oh God. Just a little more grace, Father God. Have mercy on us, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just ask that you have your way right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let your face shine upon us and bless us and be gracious to us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let peace be in our walls and prosperity within our palaces, oh God. Lord, you make peace in our borders and fill us with the finest wheat. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are spiritually minded, therefore life and peace are ours. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you are not the author of confusion, but of peace. Oh, Lord, let us not be confused, oh God, or entangled with the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father God, that we decree
in the
name that we are delivered from every curse, spoken, written, generational, foundational curses, blood covenant curses, right now by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For we are severed ties with the enemy right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let blessings on our portion. Favor is our portion. Deliverance is our portion. Freedom is our portion. Peace is our portion. Joy is our portion. Happiness is our portion, oh God. And we should never live the life of struggle and pain. For we are blessings. And Father God, you made us a blessing. For we are the head and not the tail. We are top and not beneath, oh God. We are the lender and not the borrower. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, oh God. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Have your way. We decree and we declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all things are working together for the good of our life and all that we pray for on tonight. So, Father God, we thank you for divine intervention right now. Let salvation come to our homes, oh God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. The heavens. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, God.
Yes.
Food for thought, Pastor.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Well, yes, Father, we thank you. We thank you. And this is such a great show tonight. I'm glad that everyone tuned in tonight. I'm glad that our brother from New York called in because he made a decision. And the decision that he made right now is exactly what God wants us to do, to cast all your fears on him. And that's what he decided to do. And he also made a decision to come together with his brothers and sisters in Christ. Because when two or more gathered together as touching and agreeing, God said, there I am in the midst. See, that's when prayers, that's when prayers are getting answered, because here is two or three of us, we come into an agreement. Now, see, we need to know that. We need to know to pray for each other. We need to know to do that.
Pray for each other.
Now, it might be something that I have been through in life that you haven't been through, and likewise, something that you have been through that I might have been through. But see, when we come together and we open up our mouth, pray to God, see prayers get answered. Because when praises go up, blessings come down. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. We are the body of Christ. We are his body. And Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, he's the head of our life. And we are called to do that in the name of Jesus. I guess that was food for thought for tonight. In the name of Jesus.
It's not like you were saying
that. Food for thought.
We thank God. We thank God for the food for thought. I thank God for you, my love. I thank God that he continues to use you and grow you and increase your knowledge and wisdom and strength, that God will continue to bless you and favor you, because God has called you, you know, not just called you, but God has chosen your prophets and nations. And we just thank God for
thank
you,
God.
You know, because, which I don't know, my husband, he rushed home. I mean, he went to work and rushed back home just in time to be able to get in the studio and to be able to be on the show tonight, you know, being diligent and
you
being on time. That's very important. Go ahead, love.
Let me say this right here before we go. Let me say this right before we go. Now, I was called all the way to go out of town, and that would have caused me to be late or not miss the show. But I'm going to tell you, I had already purpose in my mind. I was praying the whole way out there. I said, God, if I get out here and they have me out here past 8 p.m., I'm going to stop everything because you are my source, and there ain't nothing going to stop me or pull me away from being with my people. Nothing going to stop me. There ain't no job. There ain't no person, no amount of money. I had purpose already to do that, and God had already made a way. I was only there about 5 or 10 minutes, and he made me. I had already made a way, and I was serious about that.
Right on time.
And that's something that we should do. That's something we should always do. Put God first. In everything that you do, put God first. Put God first.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You just had tuned into the Preaching the Pastor show. We were talking about tonight, when you know you've been delivered. You know, some of us have dealt with sickness, and it talks about in the Bible when people are healed and, you know, delivered and set free. You know, even the man in the Bible that was filled with all the legions, and when Jesus delivered him, you know, on that mountain with all those legions, he was delivered, and they came to see him, and because at first he wasn't calm, and he was breaking chains, but there was evidence that he was delivered because he was calm, and he followed Jesus from that day forward. When you're delivered, don't forget that Jesus is your source. He should be your head. You know, he's your first fruit. Your first fruit should go to God, you know, because he's given us his best, which is his son, Jesus Christ. He sent him for us, and so every day we should start your day off with God, you know,
that's
in
right.
prayer, and just thanking God because somebody took their last breath, you know, this morning or yesterday. They didn't make it home tonight, or some won't make it home tonight, and we just have to be grateful. A lot of times we complain about what we don't have, what we want, and, you know, what everybody else is doing. But just thank God, you know, take the time out to just breathe. You know, pay attention to your breathing, that you are actually breathing, you are actually living, you are actually walking. There are people that are just, you know, praying to be able to breathe on their own, to eat on their own, to walk on their own, you know, and you have the ability. So we just thank God for tonight. You all, again, tune in with us on Wednesday nights. So we have Bible study on our conference Bible study. Call at 978-990-5417. Access code, again, is 434-1580 pound. We thank God for you. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Be delivered and stay delivered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You all take care. God bless you. God bless you again, Brother Coleman, and your situation, all that you're going through. Know that God is already taking care of that for you. Just wait on and see, and just trust God. Thank him already, and we're here with you, so make sure you tune in with us. If you need special prayer, anyone on the line, please give us a call at 346-719-3349. We'll be able to pray with you off the air. Again, that number is 346-719-3349. God bless you, and we love you. Love you, love. Thank you, babe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, I love you as well,
thank
baby.
You. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Set me free. Hallelujah.
Breaking news. Now let's go to James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out. And the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.